טוב, we're learning in the ספר בריתי שלום, new book of Rav Arush. Even though this book is for married people, we're not, most of it is for everyone, so we're going to learn it together. We're learning at page 27. And we said already that this book is only for someone who wants to work on himself. He wants to be kadosh. And work on himself means the daven about what is Avraham, מה קורה? Avraham, מה העניינים? Yeah, so ממש this book is for someone who wants to work on himself. If someone feels too harsh for him, בסדר, you can find there's other books of Rav Arush which are much lighter for people. This book is Amash, it's for work, if someone wants to work. So we're still in the introduction, or probably be in the introduction for a little bit, a few more days, a week, 2 weeks, I don't know how long. Okay. Kimi sheyesh lo shum da'at, anyone who has any da'at, any knowledge, any sechel, ve'yodea me'at migdulat adoneinu aboreit ba'ashmo, and he knows a little bit of the greatness of the Creator, כמו שכתוב, like it says in the pasuk, כי אני ידעתי כי גדול השם, ואדוננו מכל אלוקים. This is Tehillim. David Melech says, I knew that Hashem is great, and our Master is greater than all gods. ואי אפשר להסביר זה, לא בכתב, לא בעל פה. And we cannot explain this, not in written, and not in talking to someone by heart, the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. כי גדולת השם יתברך, the greatness of הקדוש ברוך הוא, הוא רק כל חד לפום דמשער בליבי. Each one according to what he could understand in his heart. You see where your eyes are? 28 on top.
Yes. 28.
On top, yeah. כמו שכתוב בזוהר הקדוש, first one. Like it's written in the Zohar הקדוש. נודע בשרים בעלה, לכל חד, each one could understand, imagine what Kadosh Baruch Hu is according to what he could imagine in his heart. No one could explain to him the greatness of Kadosh Baruch Hu. No one could explain to anyone. And someone who merits to have any idea, any concept of what Kadosh Baruch Hu, the greatness of Kadosh Baruch Hu, בוודאי אין זה אינו אצל ודאי אצל זה אינו נחשב שום דבר ניסיון. Of course, by this kind of person, nothing is a test. ואין צריך שום התגברות על זה. He doesn't need any overcoming. And this יצר הרע, ניוף. Nothing. רק שיש בחינת יצר הרע, there's a type of יצר הרע, שהוא מלאך קדוש, he's a holy angel. ואף על פי כן הוא יצר הרע, it's a יצר הרע, וצריך להתגבר ולהימלט ממנו מאוד. And the person has to overcome and to run away from this yetzara. But this again is a very, very high level. Most of us, most people in this world, we just have to deal right now with the low yetzara, which is pulling us to physical attractions in this world. Women, food, money, honor. היינו בחינות גבורות, בחינות דינים. וזה הבר דעת, יש לו יצר הרע ענן, היינו גבורות ודינים. And this someone בר דעת, he understands הקדוש ברוך הוא, it's only big tzaddikim, right? They are the aspect of גבורות and דינים, whatever that means, וצריך להתגבר עליו, they have to overcome him, ולהמתיק הדינים, to sweeten the judgments, שיהיה רק כולו טוב. Okay, that's what Rabbeinu quotes. That's a quote from Rabbeinu until now. הנה מבואה בדברי רבינו, it's explained in Rabbeinu's words, שאפילו התאווה הקשה, even the hardest lust that person has, which is a lust for women, שנחשבת בעיני העולם ניסיון קשה, that's considered in the eyes of the world for the hardest test, היא למעשה שטות, למעשה, practically, it's a nonsense. זו תאווה נמוכה, it's a low lust, שלא רק שצריכים לבטלה, not only that one needs to nullify this type that he has, אלא היא אפילו איננה נחשבת לניסיון כלל. It's not even considered to attest at all. למי שיש לו מהסכר צח ויראת שמיים, the one who has a little bit of a clear, pure mind, and יראת שמיים, right? He fears Hashem. שלא כמו אלה שחושבים שנגזר עליהם לחיות עם הניסיון שהיא לרורי תינופת כל היום. Not like some people who think that they, because now they're disgusting, they have a disgusting mind, therefore they have to live like this the rest of their life. No, no, no. Person. That's the point of this right now, what we were saying from last week, that a person, don't say I'm like this and that's all. No, it's not true. You could work and clean yourself and have a clear mind and grow. You and you and you and each and every one of us. וכן מובא בספר שיח סרף הקודש. Also, it's brought in this book called שיח סרף הקודש. It's 8 books. Yeah, 8 volumes. And all kinds of stories from חסידי ברסלב. על תלמידים פשוטים של רבינו. Simple תלמידים רבינו. 200 years ago, simple people, not big tzaddikim, Torah scholars or anything. No, simple people. She'idu al atzman, that they testified about themselves. She'nitzchu mikvar et ha'milchama im ha'yetzer hara shel ota ta'ava. That they already overcame this war with the yetzer hara about this specific type of women. V'zeh echad mehem, one of them was Rab Leib, the brother of Rab Sender Trovitzer. Haya Adam Kadosh Unale Meod. He was a very holy and very high man. Tafas Pan Tafas Itzkano Veiflig B'Shevach Atzmo V'Amar. Once he held his beard and he said about himself, he praised himself and he said, Zekani Zob, this beard that I have, V'Nekiyah Meyehur 25 Shana, it's clean from any bad thoughts for 25 years of it. Someone considers a thing. 25 years? First of all, he knows every thought that he had, obviously, because if he had a bad thought, he would know. Right? And besides, it's amazing. Halavai. V'chen mubba b'sefa Meshivat Nefesh. In this book, Meshivat Nefesh. It's also quotes from Rabbeinu. Amazing, amazing book. What is it called in English? Meshivat Nefesh.
Restore my soul.
What is it?
Restore My Soul.
Amazing book. Yeah. Anyone who wants some chizuk? Amazing book. Ve'al ken chokhma otiyot koach ma. The word chokhma, chet, chaf, mem, hey, is from the letters kaf, ches, koach, and mem, hey, 45, 28 to 45. Ki amochin emechitzot. Recording from Meshivat Nefesh now. Hemechitzot prusot yufnei ta'avat niyum. The brain, chokhmah, the brain, is the mechitza, the boundary, the mechitza, the black between our brain and ta'avat niyum.
The wall.
Rak she'ikar, the main thing, she'yamin bekocho. A person has to believe that he has power. Ve'yeda be'emunah, and believe be'emunah shlema. She'yesh koach, sichlo u'mocho. In the power, there is, each one has the power of his brain, right? And his knowledge. La'amod neged kol ha'tavot, to upstand, to withstand all the tests, all the taivas that he has in the world. Ta'afilu neged ta'avat niyuf, and even against ta'avat niyuf. Ki ha'moach ve'asechel hu ha'neshama. The moach, the brain, and the intelligence that a person has, is the neshama. Right? Because, like we say, I always say this to the guys in Chile, what's the difference between a dead body and a live person? You open the body, you'll see everything is there. The brain is even still there. The brain's there, the eyes are there, the liver's there, the kidneys, it's all there, the heart is there. So what's the difference? Why is he dead and I'm alive? What is the difference? Alright, the difference is the neshama. And the neshama dwells in the brain. That's what Rav Aush said on Thursday, Wednesday, I was here. That the man is his thoughts. What is a man? Is it, so what's the difference between two people? It's what they think. That's all the difference. That's all the difference. Right? A doctor who goes to study in medical medical school, he doesn't learn about Yaakov's heart and Moshe's heart and Aaron's heart. He learns about hearts. Because everyone has the same heart, more or less. Same kidneys, more or less. Same, everything the same, more or less. What's the difference? The brain. Only difference is the brain. Between two people. Right? And the brain is the neshama. Neshama is in the brain, like we say when we put on tefillin, the tefillah, and neshama should be moichi. Neshama, which is my brain. And neshama should isha Israeli, and neshama is meshivat nefesh. The neshama of an Israelite man. Afilu shel apachut shel apachutim. Even the low of all lowest people, a real low life Jew. Bevadai, of course, he could withstand neged kol haolam, against the whole world, with all the titles of the world. Kol ha'tavot. Every single neshama, Jewish neshama, has the power to withstand all the titles of life. Now we have to know, how do we nullify all these titles? Okay, fine. I know. Now I know I can. Now I need to know how. Right? It's like someone who was getting his license, driving license. They tell him, listen, we know you could do it, you were going to do it. Now you have to say, fine, I agree, now teach me what to do. So that's what Rav Arush comes and teaches. Because so many books, like Rav Arush wrote before, so many books write about Tikkun HaBrit and Shmirat HaEinayim. And I hear the shiur on the radio from the Big Rav also. It's all true. But who gives you the practical advice? How do I do it? How do I do it? How do I do it? Rabbeinu is practical. And Rav Arush, he brought all of Abenu's words into the most practical way that even idiots like me could understand how to do it, how to do the work. Okay, so let's see. Page 29 we're learning. Haderech el abitur, the way to nullification. Be'ech izke adam levatel legamre letavot tamidot haraot. How will a man merit to nullify completely all his lusts and all his bad midos that he has? This Rabbeinu teaches us, the Holy Rebbe, Rabbi Nachman, in Torah Nun Bet, in Likutei Moran 52. Like we said before, that Torah Nun Bet is the basic, the main thing. How to fulfill anything which is written in this book specifically, the whole Torah itself. In general, only through Torah Nun Bet, one Torah. This is, we're going to quote a little bit of Rabbeinu in Torah Nun Bet. And please don't get annoyed by the quotes, like Rav said before, he's quoting a lot relative to his other books, because he wants to base everything, that everyone will see that everything, all of his words are based. Okay? Al edei shemitboded umefaresh sichato beino ben kono, through a person doing itbodedut, going at personal prayer, yeah? Speaking his words, conversation between him and his creator. Al edei ze, through this, hu zoche levatel kol ha'tavot ha'midot ra'ot, inherits to nullify all the taivas, all the lusts, and the bad midos that he has. Ad shezoche levatel kol gashmiyoto, until one merits to nullify all of his physicality. Ulikalel b'shosho, and to be included in his source, in his root. His root is the neshama. And the neshama's root is Kodesh Baruch Hu. He gets included in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? We're going to learn in three parshas, I think, or four parshas, forget, that Rivka had twins in her stomach, in her womb. And she went by a Avodah Zarah place, and Esav was punching to come out. And she went by a shul, and Yaakov Avinu wanted to get out. So she didn't know, there wasn't ultrasound there. And she never pregnant before, so she didn't know what's going on. So she went to Shem. Well, how does it say that she went to Shem? She went to ask Hashem, God, Elohim. And then who did she went? To Shem. Why? I thought she went to God. Shem is God? Chas v'shalom. No, but the tzaddikim, since they nullify themselves completely, they get included in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And their root? Huh?
Shem.
In Hashem?
Shem.
Shem. Shem was the son of Noach.
Yeah, the yeshiva there.
In Tzfat. There's a yeshiva. It's still there, that place. It's in a cave. You know where the, you know Tzfat a little bit? You've been there? So there's a place right above Rehov Yerushalayim, where the bridge is, right near the Midrachov. Right above, you go up these stairs, and there's a cave there, which, is, according to the Masorah, that's the Yeshiva Shem Va'eder, where Yaakov Avinu learned for 14 years.
So it's not in Yerushalayim?
No, it's in Tzfat. And it's open every day at 2 o'clock in the afternoon for Mincha. And then it's closed. But you can see, even when it's closed, you can see it. It's really cool that I dived in there once.
So it's 4,000 years old?
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's in Tzfat?
What? Yeah, right? In Tzfat, yeah. If any time we go for a trip or something with Abdul, I'll tell him. Anyways, she went to speak with Shem. Why Shem? I thought she said she went to speak with Hashem. That was Shem. Not with the Tzaddik. But the Tzaddik, since he nullified himself completely, he's included in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why she went to Hashem, she went to Tzaddikim. Right? That's also we go to the Tzaddikim. Because they nullify themselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And also we're going to merit to nullify ourselves completely. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amen. Hainu. What does this mean? How does one do this? Shebatchila, initially in the beginning, yarbe betfilot vezichot veibodedut, he'll do a lot of tefillah, a lot of conversation, a lot of ibodedut, ad with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ad sheyizkeh levatel zeh hadavar, until he merits to nullify this specific thing that he's working on. Dehaynu levatel midah v'tahava zot, which means to nullify this midah or this type that he has. And after he nullified one thing, then he do a lot more yitbodedut. Another type of that he has, he nullifies that also. And so he should do, practice this a long, long time in yitbodedut. Right? And this time, specific time, like we said, he has a place that he does yitbodedut. Until he nullifies it all. And then, still there's something left of him, remains. Why? Because I did something. I nullified all the things. And also, he davens about that. He needs to battle that also. He nullifies that as well. Until there's nothing left of him, meaning of the physicality of him. Pirush. Now, Rav Arush will explain a bit. כי יכול להיות אחר שביטל כל התאוות ומידות רעות עדיין נשאר ממנו כלום. Because it could be that after it's still Rabbeinu. After he nullified all the bad taivas, that he still something remained of him. דהיינו שעדיין לא ביטל לגמרי הגאות והגסות. Which means that he did not nullify completely yet this haughtiness he had. עד שנחשב בעיניו איזה דבר. Maybe he considered himself like he's a something. Therefore, a person has a toil, and to do a lot, increase a lot, is itbodedut. An hour a day is good, but to increase the itbodedut. And Rav Arush said, in this generation, 30 minutes a day on one thing is also very powerful. Until there's nothing left of him, sheyeh bechinat ma, he'll be ma. What am I? I'm a nothing. I'm a ma. I'm a nothing. באמת, completely, truly, עד שיזכה לבחינת ביטול באמת. Three merits, aspect of ביטול, completely. והנה, and behold, מי שיעיין בתורה הזו במקומה, someone who looks in that Torah, Torah on Bet, inside, אני כותב מהר"ן, יראה שהשמטנו כמה פרטים. He will see that I left out a few details. באמת רבנו כותב שם דברים שקשה לרוב העולם לקיים. In truth, רבנו writes there a few things that are, for most of the world it's very very difficult to fulfill. כגון, for example, שצריך תהיה התבודדות בלילה, התבודדות must be at night, where there's no people at all. It's understood from his words that a person has to lengthen his prayers very much, a few hours each time that he goes to eat what they do, not 1 hour. But with the mercy of Hashem and his nation, and Am Yisrael, he'ir lanu et ha-derech la'akel al ha-do, ha-derech shel ha-itbodedut ha-mubet bo, Torah ha-mubet. Hashem enlightened in my heart the way, easier way for this generation still to merit itbodedut, and still to do what the Torah says, Torah ha-mubet. V'chanan oti Hashem itbarach, and Hashem, he graced me, he gave me this knowledge. V'shalach et ha-etza, and he sent me this advice of chatzi sha'a itbodedut al noseh echad kol yom. This advice to do a half an hour, 30 minutes of Yibodedut every single day on one specific thing, on one matter. For a long time, to do 30 minutes on one specific thing. Person gets angry, he's doing this now 30 minutes every day for a long time on anger. From all kinds of directions, he can reach anger until he nullifies it completely. Shemin Nisayon, from personal experience. מיסיון אישי שלי וגם מניסיונם של אחרים, also from experience of others, שהלכו עם העצה הזאת, which went with this advice, הוכח בצורה ברורה, was proved in a clear way, שגם חצי שעה של התבודדות הדבר מסוים כל יום, that also half an hour of התבודדות on one specific thing every day, אפילו שהוא מתבודד ביום, and even if he does it at day, ולא בלילה, and not at night, and not in the field, even in the room, מועילה וחזקה מאוד, ויכולה לבטל האדם תעבוד. It's powerful, it's successful, it's helpful, and it's able to nullify to a man. This time is even 30 minutes a day. Of course, if someone does what Rabbeinu said, it'll go a lot faster. Rabbi always brings down in forest fields, forest fields, it brings down that a long itbodedut, he said in general, is like someone going into the store and he wants to buy now calmness, okay? He wants to buy, you go to the store, we have a store, we sell all kinds of good things, right? We sell closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we sell calmness, to be calm, right? To be happy, the Torah, you could learn everything when you sell in this store. Can you believe that? It's an amazing store, yeah. And the way you pay is not with money, because some people don't have money. It's something that everyone has. It's called tefillah. Everyone has, everyone can have this. You don't have to go and work for it. You just go and talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, an hour a day. So now let's say he wants to buy happiness. And happiness, for him, each one has a different price also. Right? For him, it cost him 5,000 minutes of tefillah. 5,000 minutes. Right? But we know that if someone pays up front, it costs less. Uh-huh. Right? Anything, right? That's how it works usually. If you buy a car and you have all the money to put down, it will cost you less. If you pay rent up front for the whole year, it costs you at least a month less. Right? He's all happy to have all the money at once. Right? So same thing with tefillah. If you pay payments, you pay. Right? The more you break it up, the more you pay. So it could be a person davens 6 hours straight. It's not like 6 hours times 60 minutes. No, it's not. It's 6 hours. It's a heavy, heavy, it's worth a lot more when someone davens lengthy about something. Even if he davens a little bit, it works. There's a computer there in Shemayim. You daven now at 30 minutes, so they put in Shammai 30 minutes on this and this thing. You daven again, there's a Matat Sar Apnim, there's an angel there, sits there, and he writes, he fills in all the, how much did he pay for it? And when you fill in how much that you have to get, you're going to achieve it, and you're going to reach it, and you're going to have no harm from it, because you daven for it. Amazing. So I welcome everyone to our store. It's called the Bodedut store, right? And everyone should buy everything they need. Everything. So that's why even 30 minutes is good. An hour and one thing every day is much more than 30 times 2. 2 hours is much more than 30 times 4. Right? If you do once a week, 2 hours is a big difference than someone who's only 30 minutes. But at least Rav Ahu said, in the 30 minutes on one thing, Rav Ahu said, it works. He proved it. Myself, I know it works, he said, and the other people it works. He said, oh. And Rav Ahu, now where did he make up this 30 minutes? Besides that, it was at him.
You said it's still better to do 4 days of 30 minutes than 1 day of 2 hours.
Exactly. Because it's consistency. Yeah. But every once in a while, throw in more if you can. Thursday nights. To make a tikkun on all the Thursday nights in town, make a tikkun for that. We used to hang out Thursday night in town, right? Ego and all the garbage there. So now we have to do a tikkun. We have to do a lot of nights, right, Ezra? And learn all Thursday nights. Learn the long Yibud. Once I asked about, I had this commitment, I had to learn a whole Thursday night for someone's merit. And they paid me. And I asked him, but I want to do 6 hours in Bodhidut. He said to do 6 hours around Purim time. What should I do? He said, do 6 hours. I said, but I have a commitment to do a specific learning. He said, don't worry, you're going to cover it by doing 6 hours in Bodhidut. So I went out, I did 6 hours in Bodhidut. It's 6 hours is a very, very big zgula. Amazing, 6 hours. Ah, it's beautiful. That specific time?
Yeah.
Down here, not far. There's an empty field. At night I went. No one was there. Well, we do many times 6 hours, you know?
Took us an Adderall?
Took me both of it. Amazing. I saw once Rav Arush when I first came to Chutzah Chesed 6.5 years ago. We went to Davin, do it long in Bodhidut, and Dan Ben Yaakov. Dan Ben Yaakov, Dan the son of Yaakov Avinu, is very near Beit Shemesh. And Rav Arush has a yeshiva there also for beginners, people who just started doing tshuva. People came out of jail, drugs, all kinds of things. Interesting. Yeah, Baruch Hashem. People who are looking to grow. Anyways, there's a lot of fields. There's no city there, it's in the middle of the field. No, it's on the road, and then there's just fields and fields and fields and forests. Really nice. So we went from the yeshiva hired a bus, and everyone went to do Yibodudut. And we came back, it was right before Mincha time. I didn't know much about Yibodudut then. So, I did whatever I did, whatever. And then I see Rav Arush, he comes out the bus, then he used to come with us on the bus. And he's like this, I won't forget it. Mincha. Imagine, he looked like he smoked something, I'm telling you. It's amazing to see that he came down from, he was in a different planet. He did really bother to do it, where he just disconnected himself from anything in this world. He was completely with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To come down to do Mincha. Imagine, when someone merits to do such a bother to do it, it's the sweetest thing in the world. Doesn't want to leave. What, Rav Dov Kook in Tveria, he does the Shmoneh sometimes, 18 hours. How could he do such a thing? How could he do 18 hours Shmoneh? What? How? So sweet for him. Doesn't want to go anywhere. Where's he going to go? He's in the best place in the world. He's with Hashem. Come down here and I have to deal with things. Leave me alone. Yeah? So anyways, באמת יש סמך להקלה הזאת. Rav Arush wants to see, okay, fine, I said 30 minutes. Where did I get it from? Not only from my experience, I can say. I want to bring a basis for this. באמת יש סמך להקלה הזאת מדבריו הקדושים שלו עצמו זל, שאמר בתורת צדיק זין וזאת השונו. Really, I'll bring a proof, a source, to this leniency from Rabbeinu's words himself in Torah Tzadik Zayin 97. And this is the words of Rabbeinu. דיבר הרבה מהתבודדות. רבינו spoke a lot of התבודדות. רבי נתן wrote this from the words of רבינו. והעריך מאוד בשיחה נפלאה בכמה מיני לשונות. And he lengthened very much in a very wonderful way in all kinds of different לשונות, right? Ways of speech. וחיזק אותנו, he strengthened us. וזירז אותנו מאוד מאוד בזה. And he made us to be quickly about it, to be, I forgot these fancy words that Ezra told me the other day. Zrizus, yeah? להתחזק ולהרבות בהתבודדות בשיחה עם הקונות. To strengthen ourselves, to increase the amount of ibadah we do between ourselves and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ve'amar, and he said, Sherotzono shiye lekulanu kula yom kula ibadah. I said, really, my true will is that all day you'll do ibadah. Ulevalot kol hayom hazeh. And all day that's what you're going to spend your time on. Ach lav kol adam yachol lakayem. Not everyone, not every man can do it. Not everyone's Rav Kook, or Rav Arush, or Rav Berlan. Not everyone's that. Not many are that. Hardly any are that. Yeah? Al ken, bechrach lezavot lahem. Right? So at least, I'll command you. We will have at least 1 hour firm built into our day. That even 1 hour is tov meod. But someone whose heart is strong to HaKadosh Baruch Hu ורוצה לקבל עליו עול עבודתו יתברך באמת, and he truly, really wants to accept upon himself the yoke of serving Hashem. Ritzano shiye lo kol hayom b'hitbodedut. I really would like him to do all day. Ve'izkir az ma'amar chachameinu zichronanu baracha. And then he mentioned what Rabbeinu say in the Gemara. Ulevai sheitpalel adam kol hayom kulo. And I wish a man would have in every all day. That's what it says in the Gemara. Lachen, Rav Arush goes back now to his words. That was Rabbeinu Torah Tzadik Zayin. Now, Lachen, Kmo Rabbeinu Amar Shevemet Ha'Yitbodedut Hartzuyah Hi Kol Hayom Kulo. Of course, like Rabbeinu said, the truth is that wish we do all day Yitbodedut. Aval Lachamad Sheyivshar Hatzavot Zot LeKulam. Since you cannot command everyone to do this, Lachen Lefachot Yesh Letzavot Sheyeh Lahem Shah Yitbodedut B'Chol Yom. Therefore, at least the minimum that we can command people, everyone, that everyone could do this, to do 60 minutes a day. על אותו המשקל צריכים לומר, on the same way that we could say, שאומנם הדרך הרצויה לבטל תאוות, really, the most, the best way to nullify your תאוות, היא להתבודד כמה שעות בלילה, to do a few hours every night, like רב שמואל שפירא, right, התבודדות, בדרך יחידי, in a lone place, right? A lonely place, וכנל. אבל מחמד, שאי אפשר לצוות את זה כולם. I can't tell everyone to do every night 6 hours, but it was 3 hours or 4, right? על כן, בהכרח לצוות אותם, שלפחות שתהיה להם חצי שעה, התבודדות כל יום ותל תאווה. Therefore, I see that at least I could force everyone, right, command everyone to do at least 30 minutes Bodut on one specific thing to nullify a taiva. Venireh shiskimu madarach v'shamayim. It seems that the shamayim they agree with me. Ki be'emet anashim roin tozaot niflaot. In truth, people see amazing results. Gam al day chatzi shah bilvad anoseh echad. Also through a half an hour alone on one subject. So, Mirz Hashem, tomorrow we'll continue, we'll do page 30 on the bottom.